The Upkeep is brought to you by you. You can support the show by heading to patreon.com/glhfmagic and becoming a member for any dollar amount. Thanks.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to The Upkeep for Monday, January 20th, 2020.
That's right. It's all of the news you need in 10 minutes or less.
To start things off, the biggest news, of course, is that Theros Beyond Death had its pre-release last weekend, which means its release is coming up this Friday.
Yes, and it is, in fact, already available on Arena as well.
Yeah, it came out on Thursday for everybody after a streamer event on Wednesday. There are a bunch of like bugs people were dropping from the program a lot, so Wizards released a bunch of hot fixes, which seemed to make it more stable. I haven't been having as much problems with dropouts and all that kind of thing since all of these hot fixes were released. So a little bit of a bumpy release, but there it is, available on Arena for you to play right now.
And not at all a bumpy pre-release. It was a great time, hopefully for you all out there too. By the way, on Arena, you can use the code PLAYTHEROS, capital P, capital T.
No space.
No space for 3 packs.
Yes, you must input it like that.
Yes.
Why, you might ask? I don't know.
Case sensitivity is a real thing sometimes.
In your password for your bank and also on Magic Arena for some reason. You can also now play Arena downloading it from the Epic Game Store. That's available now, which is a signpost that the release for Mac is coming sometime in the future.
Thank goodness.
In the near future, fingers crossed.
Very exciting. We got an Aquaria sneak peek on some promo cards inside of Theros boosters. We see some very big monsters.
Oh, the beasties are back.
Some very enormous beasties.
I'm so excited. It was kind of a neat little surprise to crack open those Theros packs at the pre-release and see some art from Ikoria, which is making me super pumped because these
which
guys look really cool.
Which encourages you also to go to Ikoria.com.
Oh,
Ikoria.com. So head on over there and check out whatever sneak peeks you may be able to get.
By the way, Mark Rosewater says on his blog that Ikoria will have a story, not just a story summary like we're seeing now for Theros Beyond Death. So story lovers, a little bit more hopeful after hearing that from Mark Rosewater, head of Magic R&D.
Yes. Magic Fest New Jersey is coming up this weekend. It is Theros Beyond Death Limited.
Yeah.
And CFB says it's almost sold out.
This is really exciting news because we've seen smaller numbers at Grand Prix for the past few events. So hopefully we'll see a lot of people heading out for Theros Beyond Death Limited.
Yeah.
Should be a super exciting tournament. We actually know a bunch of people going to this tournament. So good luck out there, friends. I wish I was going. This seems like a super fun limited format.
Yeah, it's a very fun set for sure.
So news from a secret lair drop. A new one is coming. It is the Year of the Rat from Wizards of the Coast.
Oh, it is a bunch of very cute rat
These
cards.
These rats are so cute.
They're adorable.
So if you remember the secret lair drop series, this was stuff like we got special printings of cards with brand new art. Like we had the OMG Kitties one, which I was a fan of. In this case, you'll get 5 copies of Rat Colony, Ink Eyes, Servant of Ani, Marrow Gnar, and Pack Rat as your options from the secret lair drop, as well as a digital code for sleeves on Arena with the new Pack Rat art.
And Maria, you were skeptical, but it turns out that it's like real cute.
It is super cute. Rat Colony was the one I was like, who wants Rat Colony? I don't know if people play it in Commander or something. I'm not sure, but I looked at the new art and it is adorable. Oh. Rats surrounded by some little lanterns.
Oh, it's very cute.
Having a very wholesome colony and celebrating the Year of the Rat, which is 2020. Yeah,
a very wholsome rat colony. Yeah.
I mean, you don't expect rat colonies to be wholesome, but this
you
one
really
looks
don't.
Very wholesome.
We have new Players Tour qualifier promos and updates.
Yeah, so if you want to qualify to play on the Players Tour, remember Phoenix is coming up, the first one ever for the Americas, coming up 2 weeks from now. But if you want to play, you can head to a PTQ in your store. SCG Tour offers invites to these sorts of things. And we know the dates for these. So the 11th of January through the 29th of March, that is for the Players Tour Series number 2. 4-4 through 4-26 Players Tour
through
Series.
7-26.
Oh, sorry. 4-4 through 7-26 Players Tour Series 3 qualifying events and 8-1 through 11-22. That'll qualify you for Players Tour Series 4. So that's how to plan out for yourself. And if you head to these, each one offers a different kind of promo that you can get for attending. Foil Cryptic Command for the first one, I think Megan might be interested in.
Very much. So the second series has a foil Surgical Extraction, and the third series has a foil Ether Vial.
Yeah, this is a really pretty new
art.
Yeah,
and these
too.
Are all arts. Yeah. So, and we're seeing some old-fashioned modern staples in here.
Yes.
So
That's a kind of a little clue, maybe.
Of what's happening? Who knows? Next up, Theros art sales have been happening, and so this is notable because the Acroan War by Steve Belladin sold for $15,000.
That is a lot of money.
For like a contemporary magic art.
Yes, we see magic art, of course, old art selling for this kind of price point. But for one from Theros Beyond Death to sell for this, I think is super impressive. Congratulations to Steve Belladin. And the art is incredible.
It does look amazing.
Yeah, it's like a tapestry in progress. Also, the card is amazing. Have you played with this card yet?
No, I've not played with it.
Oh, it's so stupid. anyway, a Crow and Art, $15,000. And Gary, our friend Gary, Grey Merchant of Asphodel, also got sold the original art here. From Scott Murphy, $3,000.
Yes.
So not as much, but
he posted like some photos that he had used to like model it while he was painting it. And it's like, it looks like a gold skeleton carrying a pillow.
Yeah, it's so cute.
It's really funny.
It's so cute. If you want to check out the story behind some of this art, Hipsters of the Coast has an amazing blog that showcases some of the work that was done by these artists working up to paint, getting the finished product of these art pieces done. And a little bit of a story of how they were inspired. And you can see a picture of that gold skeleton carrying the pillow as well as in the video version of this podcast. Well,
that
there you go.
Is all of our news for this week.
Yeah.
If you want to hear more about our Theros Beyond Death pre-release experiences, you can listen to our full-length podcast, Good Luck High Five, anywhere that fine podcasts are found.
Yeah, and if you like the upkeep every Monday, it's a bright spot in your life, head on over to our Patreon, which is patreon.com/glhfmagic. Good luck!